back. Man, do I get a lot of spam calls in AKBP. But, yeah, where I was going with that is, you know, it depends who gets the revenue. So, you know, let's say Oakland County patrols it and the revenue goes to the state, there's no incentive to patrol it. You know, so where does the revenue go if you do enforce it? That has a lot to do with it. That's why a lot of these municipalities now have their own intoxicated driving rules and things of that nature because of, you know, where does the money go?
Yeah, that's a soapbox I get on sometimes. You know, it's so blatant about the fines they pull you over for speeding. Then they say, well, we'll write it for a non-moving violation. They do it right in the car. You used to have to go to court and actually get negotiated. But now they do it right in the car. They just say, hey, I wrote it for this. And the reason they do that is because if it's a moving violation, 50% of it goes to the state. If it's a non-moving violation, the local community gets to keep it all.
Yeah, but also, too, on the flip side of it, you know, and I have mixed feelings on that, you know, soapbox. Also, too, it saves, it's kind of like a money warning, you know, because it also saves your license points, too. You know, I mean, I was on the news the other night. They were talking about just recently, within the last couple, 3 days, about some young man down in Melvindale or something like that. I mean, he has like 5 or 6 speeding tickets because Melvindale is now enforcing one of the roads that is like 40 miles an hour and it's become a 55-mile-an-hour road. So actually, it was a news coverage story. You know, and I'm fine with, you know, the occasional, you know, like my record's really clean. I'm sure yours probably is too. But let's say if all of a sudden you get caught, you were passing a car, what have you, I'm fine with that. But, you know, the thing is let's say you have an habitual speeder or something like that. That's where, you know, I think, okay, it needs to be addressed, you know, as far as get written up. You know, I think in that case, it's all discretionary. But, no, there is a point where you have to slow people down, you know, and sometimes the only way to do it is not necessarily with money but with points. You know, like, okay, you get 5 more points, you're going to lose your license.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. A lot of times, you know, and it's always interesting that when they write you for the non-moving violation over the moving violation, it costs more. So you're paying up front one way or the other. But there are some areas where it's just, you know, it's so obvious it's just about the money. I mean, like, for instance, if you get on M59 from Utica and it turns into, like, expressway, after the first entrance ramp or whatever, I think, which is Mound, there's a speed limit sign there that says 55. And then you can see in the distance the speed limit sign for 70. So there's like a half-mile stretch of where it's 55, and there's no ramps going on or off of there. It's the exact same road. And so, you know, a lot of people, you know, jump up to 70 before you actually get to the 70 sign. And if there's a cop there, you're busted. I mean, that shouldn't be. There's no reason for that. It should be 70 right at that, right after that entrance ramp from Mound, but it's not. So, but there is, you know, there is a law in the books that you can fight. People actually fight this. If they think a speed limit is misset, there's supposed to be, when they set speed limits for new roads, they're supposed to watch what 85% of the people do, and that's where it's supposed to be set. Because if your majority of people are interested in driving safely and properly, so I've heard people actually challenge that and win.
Yeah, NAKPP. Yeah, one of the towns I grew up in, you know, I used to have to drive through it all the time to get home, and it was like 3 miles of 25-mile-an-hour, and it was a small-town police department, you know, one or two cars, what have you, and the cops, you know, a couple, 3 times have gotten in trouble, you know, I mean, not, you know, let's say physical trouble. They basically, you know, had a lot of hostile customers that, you know, didn't like getting pulled over in this ridiculously slow speed crap. And that's what it was. And eventually, this is an old story, probably 10, 15 years old, but eventually the state stepped in and the state made them change the speed limit to what it should be. I think it went from 25 to like 40 or something like that. And that was pretty much the end of the that police department, too. They ended up contracting with the county. So, but yeah, that was where, that was the survival of that real small community. And I mean, this was a small community, but they were living off of that 25 mile an hour stretch thing. And then when the state stepped in, they didn't last but a year or two, and they ended up contracting with the county.
Yeah, there was a case like that in Ohio. There was a stretch of a town that annexed this one-mile stretch of where freeway went through, and they had no entrance or exit ramps on it, and they were pulling people over right and left, and some state senator or representative got pulled over, and he went back to this and somehow did something which basically took the land back and punished the town. So, you know, just greed. All right, I got to, almost where we're going, and I'm supposed to meet Dan, PUT, here shortly, and I want to see if he's on the air there yet, so I make sure I connect up with him. So I'll catch you later, and we'll probably see you at breakfast Saturday, if you're going to be there. 73Wally, ABATR.
Take care, sir. You'll be good. Give you an update Saturday when I see you. Just visited the urologist. So, things are good. So, I'll give you the update. We can compare notes. NHAKPP.